Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, January 9th. Tomorrow's Friday.
It is. Wow. Really sneaks up on us.
Yeah, it seems like every day we say tomorrow's Friday.
I know. It's like
the time just flies.
Are we in Groundhog Day?
Right. Are we getting old fast? Is that what's happening?
I know. They do say the older you get, the faster time goes, which seems to be true.
Right. Because, I figured out why. Because a year, for example, the period of a year is a smaller portion of your life as you get older, you know.
That's
like
very
if you're
true.
five years old, a year is 1/5 of your life. Now it's 1/30th of your life.
That's a really good point.
Right?
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
So a year,
I like that.
A year seems shorter. And I know what you mean. I know what you mean. But
I like that sweater, by the way.
Thank you very much.
It's very Stranger Things.
Right, you know? Oh, yeah. Stranger Things, really?
Like the
why, do they have colorful stuff?
It just has like kind of like an 80s nostalgia vibe to it.
Oh, okay.
Like it looks almost like a...
Yeah, it's like a rainbow-y type of stripes.
Yeah, but not regular rainbow colors.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I saw it. I liked it, so I grabbed it.
It's nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, as you noticed, I got some new sweaters and stuff. And,
yeah, you always have a nice little stylish sweater with some sort of pattern on it.
Right, yeah. Because I don't like plain stuff, you know?
I mean,
it's got to have some kind of contrast to it or
something. Same if you haven't been able to tell.
Yeah. But I do like black t-shirts in the summer, that's for sure. But
yeah, that's legit.
You know?
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm
You're busy?
So busy. Just putting out fires. It's good. It's really good.
You always walk in lately with a lot on your mind, it seems.
Yeah, I just walk in kind of like storming. I'm like, hey. There's like no other
but
way
that's
to...
good. It's keeping you busy, right?
Yeah, it's really good.
It's better than not doing anything.
I know. Yeah. I know.
So you're working on a film, is it, or TV?
I am. I'm working on a film. Yesterday, I have this old shoulder injury that was bothering me. Every, like, once every 2 to 3 months, I have, like, a flare-up. And I studied sports medicine, so I know, like, myofascial release, massage, and stuff like that. But every now and again, I, like, can't fix it on myself. I can usually fix it, because I usually do kind of PT stuff weekly, just to, especially if I don't have time to, like, go to the gym or something, just to kind of keep my joints intact. And yesterday I had the craziest, it was just acting up. And we have like, my boss has this masseuse that's been staying at the house. That's a friend of hers. And the woman clearly like didn't want to help me at all. And like there was someone else who had a back problem. She clearly didn't want to help them either. So she was like, no, I mean, if it's inflamed, I don't want to work on you. And we're like, okay.
Is she Russian?
Yeah. Our boss was not happy about that.
They're pretty frank and straight.
Yeah. Actually, I think she's Polish.
Oh, and, okay,
but kind of same. Yeah.
Yeah. They're very direct.
Yeah. And so I left early because it was just nagging on me. And I got to this massage place. Everything seemed like it was going really well. They had like a warm, the table had like a warming blanket on it. It was just, I was like, yeah, this is going to be good. Like, this is going to be exactly what I need. And I lay down and I told them at the door, I was like, I need the strongest person you have. Like, I like a really strong massage. I don't want to feel like someone's just wiping lotion on my skin for an hour. That's not what I'm paying for. So she gets started and like at first it was like kind of okay. And then she got to like my neck and shoulders where I need like Arnold Schwarzenegger to like put all of his weight on my shoulders to like help. Wow. It's the only thing that works. And I get the weakest masseuse.
Oh,
and
God.
I had to tell her 3 times. I was like, you can literally go as hard as you can. You can go. And she was like, I'll try. In which then she just starts like pressing her thumbnail into my skin. And I'm just like, I'm like, that's not what I meant. It just sucks when you, when they're just like getting all the wrong places and like not.
What kind of a massage place was it?
It was like a Thai massage place. I like to go to those. Like usually they're fantastic. Like they'll really get it out. Yeah. I've gone to really nice salons and it just doesn't do it for me. I like to go to those salons where they're like really raw dog about it.
Right. I mean, the Thai places are nice, but
they're great.
I mean, maybe they're not trained in like, sports type of massage. You know,
I mean, most
I'm
of the time they do it really? Just fine. Yeah, I've been going to Thai massage for like 10 years instead of like a regular like spot. Right. And, you know, they're super affordable. It's usually $40 to $50 for an hour, and right. it's great. Just this one woman was just so weak. I went to one like a couple months ago right around the corner from here in Studio City, and the woman like, she like went to town, and I was just like in a fog the rest of the night. I was like, oh, I felt like I'd been tranquilized, you know, and that's what I want when I leave. And I just, I left there like still so cranky. So I'm kind of cranky today about it too. Cause
okay,
I'm just,
well, go back to the other place that you like.
Cause I'm just salty that it didn't go how I wanted. You know, when you just want it how you want it, you're like, this is what I want. This is what I'm going to pay for. I'm going to go out of my way to make this happen. And then it's just not. I'm just like,
oh, wow. So you're still hurting?
Yeah, I still have this like nagging shoulder today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That sucks.
It does suck. So we'll see.
Oh, well.
We'll see how the day goes.
I know. And then you get busy and everything is
It just makes it so much worse. Yeah, totally. Yeah. I've been laying on my therapy balls, like everything.
Really?
Yeah. It's not. It's like doesn't want to go down.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. What a bummer. Wow.
What are you going to do?
Such a downer today.
I know. The weather's beautiful outside.
It's always beautiful. We're in L.A.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
Always, it goes, there's like a spectrum of like pretty amazing to like extremely amazing.
Right.
And even when it, like when it's chilly outside, it's like still pretty amazing because it's like a little chilly. It's not really chilly. And then like really amazing was like New Year's Day was like really amazing weather. It was like a little bit cool, a little bit warm. Like the sun was warm. It was so crisp. The air was soft. Like it was just perfect.
That's
true. God, it's just great here.
Low 70s, mid 70s.
Mm-hmm.
This morning it was kind of cloudy. I thought maybe it would get some rain.
I thought so too. And here we are.
No such luck.
Yeah.
But maybe the winter is over for us, you know? I mean,
maybe already
it's starting
January?
It's starting to be spring weather already.
Let's see what the weather is this week. It's probably.
Yeah, I think they said no rain. Well, at least when I saw it a few days ago, there was no rain. But I should probably travel somewhere where there's rain because the sky here is always clear.
It's always clear.
Yeah.
I know.
Which is not a complaint, you know. I just like different things sometimes.
Yeah, what's her face? Chelsea Handler said sometimes living in LA is so aggravating because it's just sunny all the time. She's like, I get sick of the sun. I'm like, I kind of understand that, you know. It's a little twilight zone-y here. Every day kind of like looks sort of the same.
It does.
It does. But I like it.
Yeah, that's why people move here, you know.
Yeah.
You don't have to deal with snow and all that stuff.
Yeah, the snow doesn't kill me. It's the rain. I mean, I like the rain, but I like the rain when I can drive in it. I don't like the rain when I'm like in the city and I have to be like schlepping around all day in it because you just have wet feet that are like dirty.
That's true.
It's like dirty water from like everything that's washed off the sidewalks from like the people who live there and just like everyone's like house dirt and like just human filth all over the place. Now liquefied, soaking into your socks and pruning your feet throughout the day.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, just soaking into your bloodstream through your skin.
I know. It seems like a lot of New Yorkers go to like Florida for like for vacation and stuff like in the winter, right?
Yeah, it's a cheap flight.
I get some relatives there and they keep flying to Florida all the time, you know. So I figured, okay, well, that's their California, you know.
Yeah, Florida's so cheap. It's like you can get a round trip ticket to Orlando for like under $100.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like sometimes I got a round trip ticket. It was $40 one way and like $25 the other way.
God.
I was like, am I going to be, I just pictured myself on like a hayride with wings like in the sky.
Right, exactly.
You know?
Not exactly a plane.
Yeah. Totally. There's an 80s film. I think it's like a Chevy Chase film and he's like on a rickety airplane. And there's like people with like chickens on the plane and there's like hay everywhere. That's like kind of what I imagine in my mind.
Like a farmer's plane.
Yeah, like a farmer's plane. Like you're just like on a farm, but there's like wings on it. And maybe a pilot with a straw hat.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Sounds great.
Amazing. Yeah. Not terrifying at all. Have you ever been skydiving?
No, never have.
Never?
Never will.
You should try it. It's good.
Really?
Yeah.
So you've done it.
I did it a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of want to
do it again.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I actually didn't anticipate doing it when I went. I was like super broke living in Orlando on the Disney College program. And they charge you a fortune for the rent because they make you live in these certain apartments and then they take the money out of your paycheck every week.
Right.
And it's like so much. It was like $3 to $4.50 a week. Like it was so expensive. Yeah. And you only make like $7 an hour.
Oh God.
Yeah. And that's before taxes. It was like $7.15 an hour.
Right.
And what was I saying?
About living in those places in Disney in Florida.
I'm like, wait, what is it? Yeah, I don't
remember why. You don't remember why you said
that? I don't remember why.
Okay, but the jumping from a plane, parachuting.
Oh, yeah. And so my friend who I lived with and our friend Maura that we met there, they were like, let's go skydiving. It's only like because we got a discount because we worked at Disney.
Right.
And so, you know, I was like, I don't have money. I'll just go with you guys. And so the morning of, my friend Courtney was like, I can't let you miss this opportunity. She's like, I'm just going to pay for it. You can pay me back like $10 a week or something. I was like, I mean, if you're okay with that, sure. So I didn't have time to like let it soak in. And I'm a total like weenie about these kinds of things. Like I don't even like roller coasters. I'm like, no. Like I don't, when I'm on the teacups, I don't want you to spin it too fast. I just want to casually coast on them, you know? And so we get there. And you're waiting in this waiting room and they make you sign a paper, like a waiver that says, you know, if you die, it's like not their fault and all this stuff. If your parachute doesn't open, it's not their fault. And you're watching these videos of like people just like skydiving and landing. And then finally they take you out back and they strap you up in this like crazy harness and you get in this plane and it's almost like long ways benches, like long ways up and down the plane, two benches.
Right.
And when we get, you're just going straight up the whole way, like completely straight up. Like you're like trying not to fall back. And so finally, the moment I got nervous for a second, I kind of had like a gulp moment, was the plane's going straight up and then it just leveled. And I'm like, oh no, this is our stop. You know, like, this is where we get out. And so it was my friend and her tandem buddy, both my friends and their tandem people and me and my tandem person. And then like three or four other people that work there that just go up to jump. Cause you know, they just do it cause they like it.
Right.
And they open the door and just like, just threw themselves out. And we were like, oh my God,
wow.
You know, they just so freely just did that. And
then it was your turn.
Yeah. My guy goes, how about you? Like you first. And I was like, okay. Like my brain was going so fast. I couldn't even process that this was happening. And so we're like standing, he's like strapped to me and I'm like standing on the edge of the doorway of this plane, like looking down at just like clouds, like absolutely nothing, you know? And the moment that your feet are no longer like touching anything, like you're just, you would think it feels like you're falling, but it doesn't. You don't feel like you're falling at all. It feels like you have this like giant fan under you keeping you floating.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's really interesting. And he definitely did a lot of somersaults and I was yelling, stop with the somersaults. Stop with the somersaults.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I was like, stop flipping. I didn't want that much motion. I just kind of wanted to like relax a little. But yeah, it was really fantastic. And you can see like the curvature of the earth for all you flat earthers out there. There is a curvature of the earth, and if you skydive, you can see it. Yeah, and it was incredible. And then you're just like living in this state of euphoria for like three or 4 days after.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because you've done something pretty outrageous.
Yeah, and then I called my family and told them, and they all laughed.
Really?
Because they didn't believe me because they know I'm like such a chicken shit when it comes to rides and stuff. They were like, yeah, right. And I was like, no, seriously, here's a picture. And they were like, oh, shit.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty
cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, you should do it.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. I mean, I'd probably enjoy it, but I'd probably be scared as hell. You know?
Oh, yeah, you can't think about it. You just have to be like, that's fine.
Just do it.
Right? And our friend that went up, not my friend Courtney, but the other girl that we were friends with, her chute got a little tangled and she got pushed off where she was supposed to land and landed in a thorn bush and we all had to sit there and pick these like thorns out of the inside of her thighs. But the other guy that went up with us with a camera strapped to his hand, his first and second chutes didn't open. And so when he landed, he was like white as a ghost. He was like terrified. Like he was just like, oh my God. Like his like life flashed.
So what?
His
it finally
eyes.
Opened.
It finally opened. Yeah. But the first one didn't, the second one didn't, and then they have an emergency third.
Oh really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow. Jeez. That's scary shit.
Very scary. Yeah, all it takes is not packing it properly.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
No thanks.
I'll pass.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather skydive than bungee. I feel like the feeling of having your like legs pull out of their sockets like a Barbie just kind of freaks me out a little bit. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know about
those extreme sports. You know, some people just love that stuff. They love the rush. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen people that have like those bat wings and they just like
wingsuit?
Yeah, the wingsuits, and they just like, oh my gosh, that terrifies me.
I know.
I'm like, I would go crashing right into the mountain.
Yeah,
for sure, it'd be a flathead for me.
Yeah, it's actually kind of sad because a few years ago we had a guy on the phone on the show. Calling in, and he was that kind of a guy that takes wingsuits, and I guess he wanted to promote himself and everything, and he did, and he said he had a dog also that would go under with him, you know, flying with him, and then a few months later, I see the news that he died.
Oh flying. My God!
Yeah,
that's and terrifying.
That day he didn't take the dog with him.
Thank God.
Yeah.
But now the dog's probably like,
yeah,
where'd he go?
I know, but can you imagine the dog being on something like this? I mean, my God, you know, he doesn't get a say so, but he said the dog loved it, you know?
I guess.
So, but yeah, many of them die, you know?
That's terrifying.
Because it's, yeah, I mean, it's, you're flying like a bird, you know? How do you stop? How do you land?
You can't land the same.
Yeah,
it's not in our genetic makeup for our brains to work so fast as to be able to just,
right?
You know,
but apparently they know how. You know, I mean, they probably land like an airplane. You know, but still, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, I can imagine it'd be the most fun thing.
Land like an airplane, like wheels come out of their stomach and they just
angle themselves. Yeah, wheel coming out. But they do have ultralights. Have you ever seen an ultralight?
No,
it's like a go-kart with wings, you know? So you can actually fly with it. It's like a little plane.
I don't know
and
about
I wanted
that.
To go on one, but at the time, my girlfriend said, there's no way you're not going on one.
Yeah, no way. I feel like any small aircraft is definitely going down. You know, like there's enough movies and like people, like celebs who have died in like tiny planes. I'm just not... I feel like you're doomed.
Seems like so much fun, you know? I mean, you're like a bird, you know?
No.
Maybe hang gliding is...
Yeah,
hang
I would do that.
Hang gliding is safer, right?
Yeah, I would do hang gliding. Yeah. Totally. I would totally hang glide.
Yeah.
Zip lining's great. Yeah. That's cool.
You glide, but with a parachute.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's cool, too.
Yeah, with a boat and something like that.
Okay,
right?
Yeah. That'd be sweet. Land on a boat and, like, unhook it and, like, you're James Bond all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Feels like the start of a James Bond movie.
No, I think you get pulled by a boat. You're on a parachute.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't done a lot of extreme sport stuff.
I know.
I'd like to jet ski. That seems cool.
Except flying a plane, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Definitely.
It's crazy.
I know.
You know.
Wow.
What are you going to do? Did you hear the big news about Prince Harry and Meghan?
Yeah, they're separating themselves from the family and they're going to become financially independent.
Right. Like normal people, right?
Has he ever had a job, like a regular job?
I don't think so.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Good for him.
I don't know what they're going to do. They don't really have to work.
Yeah. You know? I mean, are they just like, we're giving back all the fortunes you've ever given me?
I think they're going to have a lot of money left, I'm sure.
Yeah, they're going to be fine.
They're not going to live poor, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's a big deal, I guess, you know, in England, that's all they're talking about now. Because apparently it's not something that's been done, you know. Or
yeah, I imagine not.
Not in modern times. So the queen is irritated, I guess.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know, she has a bunch of corgis.
Oh, she does?
Yeah, she has like, I think like 5 or 6 corgis or something.
Really?
Yeah, she's like loves them. I think it's so good.
She seemed to have been around forever, though, you know.
Yeah, I mean, they always
think about it. You know, she's been around, well, at least all of my life.
Like 200 years, it seems.
Right.
You know, like she's like the first and the last one ever.
Yeah, I think she's been around since the 40s or something, you know.
Yeah.
Something like that. But, it's like the only queen anybody knows
mm-hmm.
In the last few generations.
It's wild.
and she's not showing any signs of slowing down, I guess. You know?
No, she seems so fine.
Yeah.
It's all the corgis.
So I wonder if it's like Megan's idea, you know, to do this, you know, because, I mean, after all, she married into royalty. She probably was fascinated by it,
mm-hmm.
and then realized it's not for me or something.
Right, you know? Something. Or maybe he, I don't know, I just would love to be a fly on the wall during those conversations, right. You know, like.
And find out why. Well, I'm sure we're going to find out, you know.
Yeah, hopefully, like, there will be a Barbara Walters 2020 interview or something. Yeah,
probably.
Everyone's tuning in. I'm so there for it.
I know. But, yeah, so I guess, do they have two kids already?
I think so.
Megan might.
Yeah.
They have two kids,
I think.
Right?
I don't really keep up.
I know. Not really interesting, right?
Yeah. I'm just not.
Yeah.
I'm like, great.
I know. And the royals have had problems, you know, like Prince, what was it, Edward or something that was, that has been linked to Jeffrey Epstein and shit like that.
Oh my gosh, she can't escape problems.
Right, you know? And so this is, doesn't look great on the queen, you know.
It doesn't look great on the queen.
Yeah. But that's what she's stuck with. And that's the thing. I mean, you can't forget that they're just people, you know. I mean, you know, just because you put them in a palace does not mean that they're, you know.
Totally.
Superhumans, you know. So they have their own problems and their own clan and... that's what happens, you know.
It's true.
But
I would take a different set of problems. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Just give me a bunch of money. They say the more money, the more problems. But
that's true.
I'll trade some problems.
Will you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Be like.
Like rich people's problems.
Yeah. That's much better than being like, how am I going to pay my rent this month? What kind of shady things am I going to do this month for money?
Right. But so this is related, actually. This billionaire, this Japanese billionaire, wants to do an experiment and see if money makes people happier.
Okay.
So he's given away $9 million to Twitter followers.
Sign me up.
Yeah, but you know what? Everybody is only going to get about $9,000. That's not life-changing.
That's enough money to make you happier for a temporary time.
Right. You know? A very temporary time, like a month.
Totally. I mean, I could probably spend that in just a few days. I'd pay off like a couple credit cards with that.
Right.
You know?
It just shows you how debt weighs heavily on us, right?
Mm-hmm.
That you wouldn't go and buy something nice for yourself, just pay off debt, you know?
I know. And I have a very small amount of debt compared to my friends with like student loans and stuff.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, geez.
I know. I have friends who have like $100,000 in debt from medical school and... It's wild. $500,000 in debt from medical school.
Right.
Like, that's crazy.
That's crazy, you know?
It's really crazy.
Yeah, but I guess for medical school, if you become a doctor, you can pay it off in no time, you know?
I guess once your business starts going.
Right.
You still have to spend years, like, working your way up.
Yeah, I guess.
You know?
Yeah.
And then it depends where you're working, what you're doing, what your business model is. It's more of a business now. It's not just like you take care of people and that's it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So you got to have a business head for it.
True.
I definitely know some poor doctors.
Really?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, wow.
They exist.
Yeah. So that's, he's got $2 billion. So I guess for him to give $9 million is not a big deal. But $2 billion is really nothing when you compare it to... I've been reading, just for fun, the Guinness Book of World Records. And so they had Jeff Bezos as the, you know, from Amazon, is the richest guy in the world. And he's got like about $112 billion. Can you imagine how much that is?
Just give me like the 12 part of that billion.
Yeah, right?
Like 112. I'll just take like the 12.
Okay.
That's fine.
That's enough for you?
Yeah, that's enough for me.
And what if he gave you $12 million? You wouldn't.
No, I can't take that. That's not enough.
That's not life changing.
I just may as well not take it. Yeah, just forget about it. If it's not $12 billion, I don't want it. Yeah.
My
no.
God, I mean, what must he think of himself? Like, a superhuman.
He's probably
you know?
Like, I fucking did it.
Right,
I
I'm
did
like
it.
Fucking good. You know.
Yeah. Ugh.
Jeez, man. He started selling books from his garage.
You know?
Yeah.
You can do anything. You can do anything. Wow. If someone can make that off of having a garage business.
And then, you know, I mean, the ability to foresee the future, invest in like streaming services and, you know, their own movies and things like that. I mean, it's totally like unrelated to being in retail.
Totally.
And yet, you know, he did that and he was ahead of everybody, you know.
Man.
And now so much friggin' money, man.
I know. It's so delicious.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Sign me up.
But what kind of a life is that? I don't know. You're not able to really go out, or maybe you can, but you just go.
You do, but you buy out the section of the restaurant.
Right.
You know? We had celebrities come into my last restaurant all the time, and we had different, like, rooms where you could, like, close the doors and stuff, and they would just rent out the room.
Really?
Yeah, and just have their friends for dinner, and they have this whole amazing room.
Right.
All to themselves.
Right.
Great.
And who wants to mix with regular folks, right?
Yeah, it's peasants. As peasants.
The minions, you
know? Well, like, why are you here? You may as well be at Subway.
Exactly. Yeah. You know? Yeah, why are you here? I know.
Like, Subway's fine. Subway's not bad. It's fine. There's nothing wrong with Subway. They do have a veggie burger that's decent.
Really?
Yeah.
It's Subway?
Mm-hmm. But they found something in the bread that they make there that's the same ingredient that's in yoga mats.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's that plastic American food.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's what Subway tastes like to me.
Totally.
I mean, I don't understand if they make their own bread there. How come it's never fresh, you know?
I know.
It never feels fresh.
No.
You know?
Because it's not. You know why how they make it there? They get rolls that come in probably like a freezer bag or pre-made dough in like in a mold, and then they just put it in the oven for like half an hour, and then it's done, and they say it's fresh and they make it there.
Right.
That's like buying a TV dinner and putting it in the microwave and saying you made it here.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
The thing is, though, I mean, when it comes out of the oven, and if you keep it like in a closed area, then it should stay fresh at least for the day.
Yeah, but they have to put it on the open racks and just leave it open so that all of the dust particles can just land on it and slowly make it stale throughout the day.
So how is it with other sandwich places it works, you know?
I know.
And they don't even make their own. Like, what's it called? Jersey Mike's, for example.
Jersey Mike's. It's so funny that you guys have Jersey Mike's out here.
Right.
I don't know why it's funny to me, but it is.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of new. I mean, maybe only 10 years or something.
Yeah, it's new on the East Coast, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. But their bread is a lot fresher, you know?
Is it?
And then I go to places that are even fresher than that. I mean, to me, when you eat a sandwich, the bread is the most important part.
Yeah, but by fresh, do you mean fresh or do you mean real?
No, no.
Like real
fresh,
ingredients.
Like that you taste it and it doesn't taste like stale or old, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think that's probably
not necessarily
partially
the taste,
due to ingredients.
But the texture.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah, totally. Crappy bread. You know what's great bread? And no one's going to know what this means unless you're from Jersey or Philly, is Wawa. You ever hear of Wawa?
No.
Wawa is one of the most magical places on the planet. It used to just be like kind of corner stores, like almost like a 7-Eleven, but like the best 7-Eleven you've ever been to. They have like all their own drinks and stuff like that. And you go up to these little screens and you can type in what kind of sandwich you want. And they have like small, medium, and like it's like junior, no, what is it? Shorty, junior, and classic. The classic's like a huge hoagie, and then they have 6-foot hoagies, and like they have sides and bowls, and it's just the best. It's the best place
six
to go.
6-foot hoagies or 6-inch?
6-foot.
Really?
Yeah.
That's for a party.
Yeah, like the hoagie could lay on this table and reach both of us.
Right.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It's pretty, it's one of the greatest places ever. Everyone goes to Wawa. Everyone who knows Wawa loves Wawa. Next time you meet someone from Jersey, ask him about Wawa.
Do they have a lot of them?
Yeah, they're all over. They started in like Jersey and Philly, and they worked their way down to Virginia. Now they have a few in Florida, too. And they've made them gas stations over the past like 10 years. So now it's a gas station, too. So while you're sitting there in Jersey having someone else pump your gas for you, you can run in and go get a sandwich or something.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I don't understand why they have certain restaurants on one coast and not on the other.
Especially,
you know,
if they do so well.
Right. You know? Like, Like, we have some stuff here that never made it to the West Coast, to the East Coast, I think.
Yeah, like In-N-Out.
In-N-Out and things like that, right?
Totally.
Yeah.
I know.
And then, like, Dunkin' Donuts took forever to get here.
Really?
From the East Coast, yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought it was, it says America runs on Dunkin'.
No, well, you know.
Like, actually, it runs on Starbucks.
Yeah, right. But they only have a couple here. They don't even have many.
Yeah, they don't have many. There's maybe three Wawa's within, or I mean, three Dunkin' Donuts within 2 miles of my mom's house.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. There's
and
a lot
more
of
than
there.
That, probably.
Yeah.
That's probably just within a mile. There's one, like, a 5-minute walk, a 10-minute walk, and then, like, a 20-minute walk.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
Are they pretty good, though?
I think it's kind of gross.
Really?
Like, when people drink Dunkin' Donuts coffee, I'm just like, it's...
Well, forget about the coffee, but the donuts?
I mean, they're fine when they're fresh, but...
Right.
How often are they fresh?
Right.
You know? I mean, I love a strawberry frosted, but...
Yeah.
Don't threaten me with
what
a good
about
time.
Krispy Kreme? Do you guys have that?
We do have Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
I've never actually had it.
That, once you eat that, you can't eat any other donut, especially when it just comes out.
Really? SK is pretty good. SK and Voodoo are both excellent donut spots.
I don't
spots.
Know those.
You got to try them. Someone brought SK donuts to set yesterday, and it was this, like, fluffy glazed cloud. I was like, whoa.
Wow.
So good.
Yeah, their glazed comes out of the oil right away, and they serve it right away, and it's awesome.
I love a glazed donut.
They closed many of them, too. I don't know why, because in the beginning they were spreading like fire, and everybody wanted them, and... Stood in lines and stuff when they would just open.
Yeah, you know when the sign's red, it means they're hot and fresh.
Right, it says now hot.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
So great.
I know, that's the time you need to go.
Yeah. On a cold day, just put your hand right in the donut like a glove. Shake someone's hand.
I know, but it's crazy because they're kind of small. So you eat like 5 and then you realize,
that's how
shit,
I feel
man.
About all donuts.
I ate like calories for 3 days.
Oh my God, you ever get a box of Munchkins? Like the little donut holes?
Yeah,
I remember.
No, I never have.
Really? Dunkin' Donuts, they have like the chocolate glazed, which are like my favorite. Then glazed, then powder, and then they have like a cinnamon powder, and sometimes they have jelly ones, which I cannot stand jelly donuts. My mom loves jelly donuts. I think it's so disgusting. So disgusting. And not a lot of things gross me out. But a friend of mine and I got a 50-piece munchkin, and we got so sick because we ate the whole 50-piece munchkin.
Wow.
It was pretty disgusting.
That's a lot of sugar.
It was a lot of sugar, and it was just a lot of, like, fried oil.
Yeah.
It's not good. After, like, 15 of them, I was like, it hurts. She was like, I know, I don't feel good.
Yeah, but let's keep eating.
Yeah, then we, like, both burped and then ate, like, 10 more.
You must have had the munchies or something, right?
Probably.
How can you eat that much without the munchies? But when you
sick.
Do get the munchies, you can't stop, you know?
Yeah, just one after the other. I like to switch up my drinks with it. Like, if I have a good drink with it, I can eat more. If I don't have a drink or it's just water or something, I'm like, like 3 to 5 is fine. Right. But if I have, like, a really delicious coffee or something with it, or, like, something like milky, dairy-free milky, then I'm like, yeah, this is so good. You know, you can just like eat them in different ways and like dippy dip. And like, it's just, yeah.
I know. It's something about texture when you eat when you're high, you know. The texture gets me even more than the taste. You know?
Totally. Right. I remember like in the early on in my smoking career, my friend and I were babysitting this kid that she babysat overnight, and so we didn't have any rolling papers, so we took like a soda bottle and made a bong out of it, which was like my specialty because stoners are engineers, you know.
Right,
we really are.
You already always figure out a way to
always there's smoke. Where there's a will, there's a way, for sure.
Right.
And so we make this soda thing and we smoke this bud, and it was like incredible bud. So much so that we were both like tripping. Like, then I only remember the night in images.
Wow.
Yeah, and I just remember eating the kid's mac and cheese. That was I stood in with the fridge door open, and I ate his mac and cheese cold out of the fridge. That was supposed to be his lunch the next day. So we had to go out to the store and get more mac and cheese and make it for him.
Oh, wow.
And I just remember eating this apple, And just the texture of the apple was so crunchy. And I was like, this apple is so good. I just feel like I'm really eating it in my head. And my friend was like, that doesn't make sense, but I totally get it. And I was like, yeah, totally.
I know. That's why peanut butter is pretty cool. I haven't had peanut butter in years, but I remember when, years ago, when I just started smoking, I don't know why, somebody maybe told me try peanut butter.
With the cotton mouth is so rough.
I know, but like, you'd finish the whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
You know?
See, I like to, when I'm stoned, like when the peanut butter jar is like empty and it's still like around the edges, I like to get stoned and then detail it. Right. Like I like to detail clean it with a knife and just eat it that way. Just get all the little crevices. It's an activity and it makes me work for it. So I'm not just like blindly eating food.
An activity.
Yeah, it is. It's an activity. My friend I told you about who like, always eat so much with me, and I just like shouldn't keep up with him because he's like way taller than me and has like a way faster metabolism. He and I made promises to each other, like if we're gonna smoke and eat, it has to be an activity, so we have to work for it, so we're not just like throwing quantities of food on the fire. So yeah, that's an activity that we do sometimes.
Yeah.
It's just like detail a peanut butter jar.
Detail it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll have to try that sometime.
You should. You'll get really into it. You know, especially if you get the coffee stirrers, the little wood stirrers.
Yeah.
You can really use that to like get around the little edges right there.
Oh God.
Yeah.
That's some activity.
Yeah. You know, or eating sunflower seeds, that's a good one. But making the rule that you can't just throw them in your mouth and chew them with the shells.
Right. No, you know? I never eat them like that.
I definitely do.
Really?
I just throw them in and then I'm like, my eyes are watering because they're like stabbing my gums. And I'm just ugh.
And imagine what it does to your stomach too.
I know, all about it.
A lot of sharp edges.
Definitely a lot of sharp edges. Just scraping its way in.
Yeah.
It's rough, but yeah. Pistachios are another fun one.
Yeah. You don't eat that with the shell, do you?
No. Oh, my God. I wouldn't have any teeth. I would have no teeth. It's a little different.
I know. I like chocolate. Chocolate, the texture of chocolate, though, is amazing. Mm-hmm.
Milk chocolate, dark chocolate?
Milk chocolate, usually.
Yeah.
Like truffles and things like that. Yeah. I like lint, you know, the ball.
The little ball things, yeah.
Oh, man, I can't have one or two of those.
I know.
You know?
I know. I like the Ghirardelli squares with the caramel in them.
Uh-huh.
That's good. Or I like to make my own chocolates. That's a fun activity.
Really?
Yeah.
You make your own chocolate?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's fun.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Hmm. I use ice cube molds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like those little silicone ones because you can pop them out really easily. I have these like heart-shaped ones. I'll fill it like halfway and then put peanut butter in it and then cover the rest of it. Then I have my own chocolates.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how do you make the chocolate?
Oh, I don't. I just buy chocolate and melt it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not. Yeah, no. I mean, I'm sure I could execute it pretty well, but I'm not.
You just repurpose it.
I repurpose it. Yeah, that's the word. That's exactly the word. That's perfect. Yeah, definitely.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I know. Chocolate. I have a friend from Long Island and she says chocolate.
Chocolate?
She's like, I'm going to go walk the dog and have a coffee and some chocolate.
I love that.
Yeah, it's so good. She's the cutest. Hi, Shanna. That's you.
Is that a Long Island accent?
Yeah, very.
Is it?
Very.
Yeah.
You got to walk the dog, have a coffee, eat some chocolate. You know, and our S's, they're very like, it's like the sound of like biting a grain of sand, like, you know,
really?
Very hard on the S.
Yeah. Like almost a TH, but.
More like a very, like almost like a whistle in a weird way. Just like a, I don't know how to explain that.
No, I know. I know exactly what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so good. I miss it. You don't hear that accent out here that much.
No.
You hear it in Beverly Hills because you have all like the older Jewish people. Right. And they're just like, Larry, gonna pass the pickles on the table? You're like, okay. They're like, I want a club sandwich and I want it with chips on the side and a side plate of extra pickles. That's what I want. I'm going to have a chopped salad, but I don't want any beets or garbanzo beans. I want cucumbers and avocado, and they don't charge me for it. And then I want my salad extra chopped, and I want I want just a little bit of dressing and the rest of the dressing on the side. And then I want you to split my chopped salad into two bowls. Wow. And just go on. And you're just like,
and that's okay. What you have to deal with as a server.
Oh my gosh, that and worse. Yeah, it's good stuff.
That's pretty shitty, man.
Yeah, I think it should be like the Israeli army where everyone has to be a server for 1 to 2 years of their life. I think it should be mandatory in the country of the United
for
States
people
of America.
To be sympathetic of servers.
Not even sympathetic, but just to treat them like human beings and to understand that like they have a lot more going on than you even know. Like people think that like every server has one table.
Right.
I'm like, yes, I came into work tonight to have one table. If I ever worked at a restaurant that gave me a one table section, I would quit immediately.
Yeah, right.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know why people are like that, you know?
Because they're idiots and they don't think outside of themselves.
Yeah.
And they're just concerned with what's happening to them.
Yeah, they're probably no like peripheral. That with everybody, not just with the waiters, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, unless it's somebody they can get something from. I'm like, you know, you're dealing with someone that's dealing with something that's going in your body.
Right.
You like, should be nice to me, you know? You don't know who I am, right. You know? Not that I would do anything, but you don't know that.
That's true.
You know? I mean, believe you me. If you order fries at a restaurant, like two people have put their fingers in them and eaten some off your plate before they get to your table.
What?
Really? You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, the cooks are all picking fries off your plate. The server or a food runner probably picks one off your plate and eats it. And then as they're chewing your fry as they're carrying it to your table.
Wow.
Yeah. That's surprising
to know. Yeah.
Really? Do you know how many people have touched your like bread on your sandwich with their bare hands? So many.
Really?
Yeah. Do you know how many chefs like stick their like licked spoon into your soup? Not your actual soup bowl, but like the pot while they're cooking it?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Jeez, man.
Yeah. And I've seen way worse than that.
Oh, well, better eat at home then.
Yeah, right?
But you know what's going into it.
I know. It's true. Yeah. It's so true.
And it probably doesn't matter if you go to a higher end restaurant. They probably do the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes worse.
Really?
Yeah, because the higher end restaurants usually have a kitchen with more cooks in it, so there's less control over whose fingers are going in your pot roast.
God,
you know.
Well, as long as we don't die from it, it's fine. I guess,
as long as no one's sick.
Yeah,
you know, there's coughing, hocking loogies in your split pea soup.
Oh, God. All right, enough of that, man.
I know.
Enough of that.
You know I always have to go there.
Yeah, I know.
I can't help myself. It's just spilling over the gross things. I got into this conversation with, I was opening this thing of broccoli. There was one of the actors on set. He was really funny. We were pulling some of the veggies out of the fridge for Crafty, and the broccoli smelled like farts, like horribly.
Really?
And I was just like, whoa. Like, it was like so robust. And I was like, smell it. And he was like, playing like he didn't really want to smell it, but I could tell he wanted to smell it, and I was like, go ahead, smell it. So he smelled it and he was like, whoa. And he's like, that smells like straight farts. I was like, totally smells like straight farts. And we ended up getting in this whole conversation about like changing babies' diapers and things like that. Now he calls me, we have nicknames for each other. His nickname is he calls me like shit stain, and I call him skid mark. He's like, great. He also called me booger girl, and I was like, that's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for that. You should talk.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome. I hope that made everybody's day a little bit better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone's driving. They're like, all right, I can relax now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
It's wild.
So, finally, I don't know. You're probably too young to remember a series called 30 something, right?
Yeah, I don't know that.
You don't even know it.
No.
Because you were born when?
88,
right?
Yeah.
My daughter was born 1990. And I remember the show was from 87 to 91.
Mm.
So it was a really cool show. It was about a bunch of people in their 30s get married, having kids.
Of course.
A couple of them were not married and they were single and stuff. And so apparently they're reviving that now.
Cool.
With their children being the stars. And
sounds
and
about then, right.
But they're saying the stars will still be there, I guess, as the parents or something. So that should be pretty cool. I'll probably be able to connect to that one.
Yeah.
But I remember I loved it because I had just turned 30 Yeah, 1990, I was 30 years old and I just got married. We had my girl, my daughter. So it was totally like my life, you know?
Sure. I can't even imagine being married at 30, you know?
Yeah.
It was like such a regular thing for so many years. And now I'm 31 and I'm just like, it's so far from
you know, I was married at 27, actually.
Wow.
My daughter came when I was 30.
That means I would have been married for 4 years already. What? That's so crazy. My brain's like, does not compute. Like, right? I can't. My brain.
And I didn't even, I remember when I was about 25, 26, I said, I'm not getting married till I'm at least 30.
Mm-hmm.
But then I met this Jewish girl, and I thought, I may not meet another one, and the family liked her and all that. I said, maybe this is a good situation. Maybe we should just get married.
That's a good reason to get married. It's a good situation.
Shitty reason, because it didn't last, you know, only about 7 years. But,
that's okay. You got your daughter out of it.
Exactly, and my son, too.
And your son.
Yeah.
You just have two kids?
Yeah.
Nice. Do they get along?
Yeah.
Good.
They get along.
Good.
He's in Texas now visiting his girlfriend. He's got a long distance situation going on.
Woof.
I know.
It's rough.
I know. I hate it.
How long have they been doing that?
A year.
Whoa.
So they go back and forth to visit each other.
Wow. And they're both okay?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, I mean, it works for some people.
I guess it does, you know? Yeah. I mean, I had one with a girl in Toronto, and I actually hated it because, you know, you don't always get to be with them, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, with a girlfriend and a boyfriend, you kind of want to like, okay, come over, let's be together, let's watch a movie, let's do this, let's do that. Here you can't do it. All you do is talk, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, today there's like video and stuff like that.
I know, but it's not the same as like, right, like being next to somebody.
Right.
You know, you're missing the whole like affection.
Right, exactly. Thing. So you only talk, and when you talk too much, you start getting into arguments and shit like that.
Yeah, plus everyone's all start frustrated. Totally. Just like,
and always arguing, why don't you come out? Why don't you come out?
And I came out to see you the last two times, and you haven't been out here.
I know.
Yeah.
Some people like it because they figure, you know, I don't have to see them every day and stuff like that, you know. So
I think
for some people it works, you know.
Yeah. I'm not much of a dater, but I feel like if I was in a relationship, I'd probably want to hang out maybe like once a week would be fine.
That's it?
I mean, maybe twice. I don't know. I honestly don't know. It's been so long since I've even like liked anyone. You know what I mean? I'm like, am I asexual? Like, I just like,
I know. Well, you know? I think that too. Today I was thinking, shit, it's been a long fucking time.
Yeah, it almost makes me panic to think that if it did happen, I'm like, oh my God, I have to put time aside for a person.
Right. And, you know? And you also think, God, life is moving forward and I'm like stuck behind, and then I'm gonna think, God, all these years I missed without having sex and all that shit, you know. So
I think about that too. Everyone, especially in my age range, everyone's like, everyone should be banging all the time and just do it. I'm just kind of like, hey, I'm just chilling. You know what I mean? I'm gonna go and smoke some weed and lay in bed and go pillow like shopping. Make my bed as comfy as possible for myself.
I know. It seems like you're better off just not having someone than having someone and having to deal with all the responsibilities and everything.
Yeah, know? I mean, so I feel like when I have really been into someone, I don't mind the responsibilities of it at all. I almost like don't even think of it. Like I think of like my friends that are in my life. It's not like a burden or a responsibility to go hang out with them or like deal with something going on in their life with them, you know? But for me, when I realized that, like I had this friend that I was friends with in New York for a few years. We had a bad friend breakup. And every time she just got on my nerves constantly. And like, I was asking myself, like, when I leave hanging out with her, I'm like tired, drained, and annoyed. I'm like, why am I even friends with this person? Like, everything she did got on my nerves. Right. And like, I just like, she was just so annoying. She had this annoying voice. And like, it was all about this, like, it was just downward spiral, negative, negative, negative. And I was like in such a like a dark place at the time, and misery loves company. So it was kind of just like it just worked at the time. Yeah. You know, it didn't work in terms of like we had a friend breakup, so we're not friends anymore. And she just like, I don't know, she was so negative and like such a liar. And I just like minded. Every time she needed something from me, I minded, you know? And it's like,
I know that sucks, man.
That's like your physical body telling you, like,
I know. This you wonder why you became friends with him in the first place after a while.
I know. The first day I met her, I did not like her. Like, immediately, I was like, I don't like this chick. And my friend was like, no, she's actually pretty cool. Like, give her a chance, give her a chance. And then she became part of, like, our smoking crew at work. And we would go to this little park near work after work and like, smoke or whatever. And she would join. And we had a couple conversations and, like, and I was like, okay, maybe. And then just over time, we kind of became friends. And then when I left that restaurant, I got her a job at the new restaurant. And it was against my better judgment.
Yeah.
And whenever I don't listen to my gut's like, I told you so. You know what I mean? So, yeah. And then we just had this bad friend breakup, like, probably a year ago, just over a year ago. My life did a 360 when we stopped.
Really?
Yeah, we're like, my whole life changed. When
really?
I stopped being friends with her. Yeah, totally.
Wow.
She's like a dark cloud.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah, well, bye.
All right, let's end on a positive note. Everybody go out, enjoy the weather wherever you are.
Yes.
And you try to not be too stressed out.
Oh, I'm so good.
Yeah?
I like the stress.
Okay.
I'm Jewish. It's part of our
genetic
makeup.
Okay, be stressed.
We like to be bothered.
All right.
See you tomorrow.
Bye. Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.